Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Yes, welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. How are you doing, Trish?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Tracy?
Well, I'll let you know in a minute when I get some breath. Let me breathe for a second.
I've got to take a deep into the belly and out.
In and out, in and out, in and out. So, yes, your story is unwritten, and welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at TAN Talk Radio. And my name is Tracy, and I'm here with Trish, and I've got a couple of guests here today, Barb and Sue. Thank you for coming today. We're going to be talking about Life Wave X39. I'm excited about that. But this show is designed to be your friend, to lift you up, and offer suggestions and opinions in everyday living. We take in opinions from a friend's point of view, and on certain topics, and then we offer suggestions from a licensed therapist, better known as a shrink. And then we use songs as therapy to tie it all together to help you get through this crazy thing called life. So, the most important thing to do on my show, in our show, is to, I always suggest to download the app Shazam, it's S-H-A-Z-A-M, and what it does is it takes in the music, and then you can, if you like the song that I'm playing, Shazam it, and then listen to the lyrics, because it might, like I said before in our other shows, it might unlock some unanswered questions in your own core, in your own soul. So do not forget to download that Shazam app. It's free, and it's a great way to, again, download your favorite song. So, Matt, last week, you shared your favorite song therapy. You know, I don't share all my songs. I do a lot of homework on these
And I know
songs.
You do.
A lot, like 4 hours for maybe one show to come up with my favorite show for the best topic. Last week, what was yours again? Can you share with our listeners?
Yeah, it was Heave Away by the Fables.
That's right. And then I told you I'm going to have a response because your number two team is here, right here in the Tampa Bay area. That's the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yes, they are. They're my number two pro hockey team anyway.
That's right. So these ladies are nervous. I'm nervous. Y'all are nervous?
A little bit.
Oh, it's nerve-wracking, isn't it? We had fear and anxiety last week, and it's still, I have a little bit of information, but I still have fear and anxiety. Trish, fear and anxiety?
I haven't been here in 3 weeks.
I know. We'll
so
talk.
It's like starting over.
And I want to hear about your vacation. You're going to do a vacation tour, but
okay. You say when she walked in, I almost forgot who it was for a second.
Oh,
there.
No.
It's been a while.
So did I.
Easily forgotten.
Yeah.
Well, this is my response to your song, but for your number two song, let's play my favorite song that I think of the Lightning with.
Just kidding.
No, he's not kidding. No, Matt, not that one. That's the next one. Do you have it?
This is what happens when you got me messed up. Hang on.
I worked hard on this, Matt, but that's okay. We're together. We're on the boat together.
All right, there we go. Now I got the right one.
You got the Loosen Up song.
Keep talking. Give me a
second. I'm waiting for the Loosen Up. I forgot what the Loosen Up song is by. It's by, who's it by? Do you
Calvin
have
Harris
it?
And Rihanna?
You got it. Nope.
No?
Nope.
No, that's what you have written down.
It is?
Yes. What you said, we said, Loosen Up song, this is what you come for, Calvin Harris and Rihanna.
Oh, that's right. I was just testing you. Let's play it.
Like I said, you didn't give me a chance to turn it on yet.
Okay, now let's do it again.
Anyway, keep talking until I get it ready. When I'm telling you it's ready, I'll play it.
All right, we're good. Let's go.
Oh, it's not ready?
It's not loaded yet.
I'm waiting. We're good.
This is what happens when you have live radio.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
You gotta be able to do this by the seat of your pants.
No, it's all good. So, yeah, this song, I have a Loosen Up song, so when we're nervous, to shake off the nerves. Breathe in, breathe out.
Oh yeah, that
breathe
sounds
in,
good.
Breathe out, right? I could do a little Zen, but the songs are so important for so many people. Songs have different meanings. And Matt, he loved hockey, so when he was in college, he had this hockey tune that he played last week. But you know, I am a big Lightning fan. If you're from Tampa, we are big Lightning fans, and mm-hmm. Matt's number two team is the Lightning.
Yeah, and now we finally got it.
And who is it that I picked? I forgot.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves, and everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
My Lightning song. Lightning.
Fair
and that
enough.
Reminds me of, you know, when I used to work with the Lightning when they first came here. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. And I didn't work for them. Excuse me. I used to do promotions in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
So I would call the Lightning players into the store. It was called Tampa Sports at the time. And I would have them sign autographs. And Roman Hamrlich, Rudy Pocheck. There were so many players at the very beginning. But for the first time to have hockey here in the Sunshine State, it was very, very rare. And I also would like to give a note out to Rick Peckham. He was the announcer for so many years.
He was the TV play-by-play voice from the very beginning up until 2 years ago.
That's right. And his wife is absolutely amazing. Her name is Vicki Peckham.
Okay.
And I want to give a shout out to Vicki because Vicki was one of those unspoken heroes behind closed doors. She raised money for kids at the elementary schools to have shade because Florida's so hot to protect their skin. And I don't know if you're listening, Vicki, but I'm giving you a little credit out there too. But what a great couple, power couple. But go Lightning for the season. And Matt, that is your number two team, right?
Correct. Only behind the New York Islanders. They're my number one team. That's the team I grew up rooting for when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I loved your story. I loved your story.
Thank you.
Okay, so now I think we're ready for words from Train because we're going to lead it. Oh, wait. One more thing. Well, no, we'll do it. We'll lead into Train. Today's my son's birthday. I love you, Dalton. Aww. I'm saying happy birthday now in case I get rushed at the end. Happy birthday to my son, Dalton. I have to say that right now.
Happy birthday, Dalton.
Yeah.
Now let's hear the Train.
Let's hear words from Train.
I'd give anything, but I won't give up on you. I'd say anything, but not goodbye.
That is Train, who is one of my favorite groups, and that song I never really heard on the radio, but it's called Words. And what I like about it is today we're going to be talking about communication. And communication, this whole show, I don't know if you ladies are familiar with, but this show is to make your life better. And what are those things? It's super simple, you know, but we get off course of the things that we forget. And communicating is a very, very big deal. And it divides, it's number one cause in divorce. You know, it can create wars. Poor communication can divide so many people. So today we have our shrink number two, Carolina, who's going to help us how to communicate better. But you have to start. So, you know, is Carolina on the line? Okay, so what Carolina's going to be talking about when she gets on the line is going to be the different types of communication and how you engage in active listening and why it's important to foster collaboration with best practices in communication. Maybe we should have words again. Is she on there?
I'm still trying.
You're trying? Oh, gosh. You think she forgot? Trish, what do you think?
I think listening is such an important part of communication.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure she's going to touch on that, but I think a lot of people don't actively listen, and they're thinking about responding rather than hearing what you're saying.
I totally agree, and I know for me, I have ADD. I think Matt has a little ADD. Do you have ADD, Matt?
ADHD.
So, yeah, and see, for me, I feel like I'm going to forget what I say. So it's something that I'm definitely working on myself.
You're like, wait, why did I start this sentence? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to say it then, and it comes across as being rude.
Trust me, I have that same problem.
Yeah, so you got to take notes. So.
And the lady you were looking for is on the line right now. Carolina is with us.
Oh, welcome to our shrink number two. Carolina, thank you for being here today, lady.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Well, Carolina, last week, I want to thank you again for being on the show. Last week, we talked about fear and anxiety, and you were amazing, and you're helping out so many people. And this week, we're going to talk about communication. And I'm definitely taking all this in myself because I have some listening skills that I need to work on. But I'm going to reword everything and just what are the different types of communication? How do you engage in active listening, and why is it important to foster collaboration with best practices in communication? Can you please take over?
Absolutely. So first of all, I hope everyone's having a great day.
Thank you.
I know I am. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what you asked me to talk about today, which is communication. And so there's many ways of communicating. When people use the word communication, they are mainly referring to conversation. And communication is so much more than that. It is nonverbal communication. It is interpersonal communication, which is kind of blended in there with the nonverbal. It is verbal communication, visual communication. It is written communication. And then on and on, if we subdivide those types of communication, there's many other forms within those and, you know, further than that. So when we try to communicate with somebody, when we have to conversate with somebody or give them information that they need to have, we need to be very specific regarding the way that we are doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so to do those things, we have to put ourselves in a very neutral situation. Most of the time that we want to communicate something and we feel it's very important to communicate that, it may be with somebody at work or with our spouses or with our children. And when we do that, we want to make sure that they listen carefully, that we deliver the message that needed to be delivered, that we delivered it free of emotions and judgment, and that we were effective and the desired effect was what took place mm-hmm. from our language mm-hmm. that we use, both verbal and nonverbal languages. Body language can speak so loud. One of the most important things that I keep in mind all the time when I talk to somebody is that people only hear about 10% of what we tell them, but the body language, they help themselves understand things through the body language of somebody who's delivering the message.
Mm-hmm.
So the body language speaks about 90% for us. And so that's a really interesting statistic, because that means that at all times when we communicate, we have to be not just present, but we have to be making eye contact if we can, if we are in the same room with the person. We have to be conscious of our tone of voice, of our, you know, posture that we are bringing to the room, and put ourselves in a situation where we are as open to the person receiving the information as, you know, we need to be for them in return.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't feel intimidated or threatened when they hear our message in any way. So we need to deliver it with kindness and positivity, and again, facts speak a lot more than you know, any kind of emotion we can put through. So emotions, as a matter of fact, in communication, sometimes shut down the listener. because if they feel threatened or if they sense their anger or if they, you know, sense any kind of negative emotion, well, then things get complicated. They can't hear you. They can't listen to you effectively. They feel threatened, and they're thinking about the defense that they have to come up with rather than listening to your message. So that moves us on to active listening. I always talk about active listening in seven steps. One is to be attentive. One is to summarize what you need. One is to ask open-ended questions so that you don't actually provide answers, but invite answers to your life. Another one is to paraphrase things when someone doesn't understand. So empathy, remember to use open body language, and also request clarification. And so how do we do active listening? Well, we open ourselves to reflective listening. So when we are doing active listening, we're asking the other question, let me repeat this back to you. Did I understand the correct thing? Did I gather the information correct? Can I please ask you to repeat this for me? I understand how you're feeling, and, you know, I understand that these feelings may make some big impact in what you're trying to tell me. So I feel for you, and I know you're trying to tell me something important. So, but, and with all of that, can you, you know, repeat it? And this goes to communication regarding whether, you know, from the worst of cases of somebody passing away to you have to tell somebody that you're firing them, to you're talking to somebody about an illness in the family or a good situation in family, you know, where you have to show empathy at all times. So even empathy, it can be as small as, you know, I know you're busy. I know I'm taking a minute of your time today. I understand that that may be a lot for you right now. Could you help me? And so, you know, those steps are super important in terms of being able to let somebody know that you're actually being present in what they're trying to tell you. So aim to truly understand what is being said is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just stand there, nod your head, you know, and just realize later that you have no idea what the conversation was about because you were not present, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Interruptions, right? Let's talk about interruptions in communication, right? It stops the flow of conversation, right? And so it makes it seem like what you have to say is more important than what the other person is saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're so tempted all the time to say, oh, yeah, I understand that that happened to you because this happened to me. And so even though we're not trying to take away from the message, we're trying to let the other person hear that we are empathizing with her, that we are we are understanding their situation, and we are present and are hearing what they're saying. But at the same time, when we do that, it can come across as a little bit selfish, you know, in terms of taking over the conversation. Another thing that we have to do with communication is we can't judge people. You know, we have to put ourselves in other people's shoes. Things are not always understood. People are not always, you know, do not always live by our standards or character or moral compasses. And that does not mean we are better or worse than them. It just means that we're all different. And so whenever I'm doing my job and I'm listening to people and I listen to the worst of the worst scenarios, I, you know, have found myself in a situation where I have to tell myself, first and foremost, to be able to give good advice, do not ever judge what the situation that is brought to you is being, is at hand, basically. So whether somebody's telling me anything from they're using drugs, to they're having an affair, to they just don't want to do anything, they're unmotivated, they're not my job to judge them. Communication is simply having a place to rest your information at. It is giving that information, sitting with it, embracing it, feeling, you know, trying to make sense of it, and then, you know, and then really being able to say, I have to put my biases away from this situation and listen with an open heart and an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, none of us are perfect. And if we oppress, in a way, other people from what they have to say, we are not promoting health, mm-hmm. mental health, physical health, etc., because people can't walk around with, you know, carrying so much of their burden every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any questions so far? Did you
have- Yeah, I have. I actually have a couple of comments to. I actually listened very well, didn't I?
Even you did.
I have ADD, but I think I did good that time. But I was really listening because I do have a problem, and I don't mean to be rude, but I'm afraid I'm going to forget. So, and I feel bad, Carolina. We have about 3 minutes, but I want to add, and then I want you to tell us more. Do you ladies have any comments about what you just heard, or do you have any responses or any experiences?
To me, it just makes me try to remember more because it is hard to listen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen. But I'm really good at watching body language.
Yeah. Well, women are, I'm not
that
excluding
speaks
men.
Speaks volumes.
Yeah. I agree. And to know that we only hear 10%, that means I'm probably at 5% of what I get. Yeah.
And then on top of that, she said, give eye contact, be present, but yes. Everybody's in their cell phones.
Well, that's
all the
a problem,
time.
Right. And I will say a couple of things. Eye contact, I saw something one time on when people that lie, and I listened to this report, and they said that people that lie look to the left when they're talking mm-hmm. to you. And I don't know that I necessarily believe that, but if you're looking to the left, I get a little suspicious. But I do expect direct eye contact. I just want to add a couple of things. And I do think that tone and your actions, if you respond irrationally, you absolutely lose credibility. And then when you lose credibility because you respond in a wrong way, then the point is never corrected. Would you vouch for that? Yeah.
Exactly.
So I feel like you can lose credibility, so it's really nice to communicate with facts and kindly and make sure they understand the other thing. And also, when you're debating, I've heard that you should say I. You never say you, because that puts a person on a defense mode. And then I have two more things, and then I'll let you close it. Remember one thing. Communication is irreversible. Communication is irreversible. So you need to be accountable for your own words. You can't take them back. There's no way taking them back, and that can be a divide, and that's what I like about Train's song. It's about a relationship. It says here, communication problems is the most common factor that leads to divorce at 65%. And this was followed by couples' inability to resolve issues. So anyway, that's all I have to say, but what are your closing statements, Carolina? And I'd like to say thank you for coming on, and I could talk about this for shows and shows, but what are your closing statements to all this?
Well, my closing statement is that you did mention something super important. I statements are very important things that we do. It's about how we feel. It's not about how anybody else feels. So I feel this way. I feel this is an important state. I think this is an important statement for me to make. So that was really, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I forgot about it, Tracy. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, I do want to close with when we need to have important conversations in our lives, emails are not the way to do it. Texts are not the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It is up to time so that you allow somebody else to see what that body language is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to fail at communication, go ahead and send something super important via an email where everybody can understand the tone. Some people are tone deaf, and you know, to begin with, and they really take their cues, their nonverbal cues, from your body, from your eyes, from your expression. And if they are not allowed to do that because they are behind a desk or behind something like that, we have all kinds of ways to communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
We have Zoom, Skype, we have Meet, you know, the Microsoft Teams. We have all kinds of good places to meet that are not, you know, sending a one-way communication to somebody who cannot necessarily defend themselves except through written communication after the one person has had the arena to actually be first at what they needed to say uninterrupted, and you know, and not necessarily a fair game at that.
Okay. So right, and I appreciate that, and that's great information as well. I mean, I love that. And you know what? I think that what we probably need to do, I feel bad because Matt's in there looking at this watch, and it's 3:31. I've got to stay tight on my time today and time management. Communication and time management are very important. But, Carolina, let's maybe start a series on communication because it goes on in the workplace. It goes on in the world. It goes in your relationship. Can you come back on for another show about communication?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. There's so much to say about it.
Okay. And you give us some topics and you give us your expertise and we'll share it with our listeners because we all want to live a good life, but we have to start with ourselves. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm sorry I have to cut it off. It's 3:31 and we're going to thank you, Carolina, and I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Yeah, and there's a reason why it was so antsy. Two of the ladies you have in the studio told me our next guest had to be on by a certain time, and we got him on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Bart is on the line with us right now.
Okay, can 3 minutes, is he good for 3 minutes?
Yeah.
3 minutes?
Right.
All right, 3 minutes. So stay with us to listen to the lyrics with the meaning from Christina Aguilera about words, and then we're going to come right back to Mark Bart. Okay?
Right.
And this is very important.
Yep, here we go.
Okay, so before we come on to with LifeWave, I just want to say this. Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. It's a song that discusses inner beauty as well as self-esteem and insecurity. And if you go and you watch that video, it brought tears to my eyes. I'm not going to lie to you. I watched the video and these kids looking in the phones, looking at their body image, these boys that are getting yelled at by the coaches because they're not doing right. It ruins their self-esteem. So words do matter. They matter to our children. They matter to everybody. So please listen to the lyrics of that song. I have to cut it short today because we have a big guest here and I'm excited about it. But remember, work on your communication if you want to live a happier life. So we are on to our next topic. Are you ladies doing good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we have got Bart. Is Bart on the phone?
I'm on the phone. Hello, Tracy.
Were you singing? Were you singing, Bart?
No, but it sounded like I missed a really good program.
Oh, you are. Well, you can watch it again. You can watch it.
Oh, great.
It. Well, first of all, thank you so much for being here. And you are with a company called LifeWave. And
yes.
It is considered a new approach to health. And this show, you know, and we're going to offer a lot of suggestions and opinions. And this is something I've heard a lot of people talk about. And we're going to start off, it can help you. This is a patch that can actually help with wound healing. It can help you with rapid pain relief. The X39 patch, it's been known to improve a person's energy, and that's the number one thing I hear from everybody. I have friends that have used it, and they say it's improved their energy. And the X39 patch has been known to improve the quality of a person's sleep. And so, wow, tell us more. You've been here to expose. You're here to expose and discuss a relatively new invention, even though the technology and company of Lifeway is 20 years old. So what is the X39 patch, Bart?
Thank you, Tracy. I'm glad that you've been hearing about it, and that's awesome. First, what I'd like to do is make a disclaimer here for Lifeway products or lifestyle products, and not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition. Mm-hmm. Always consult with a physician or qualified healthcare provider before embarking on a new treatment, product, use, diet, or fitness program. Mm-hmm. All content today or ever shared is created and published online for informational purposes only. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that we've got that done, what is the X39? Well, it's an exclusive patent proven phototherapy. It's non-transdermal. It's a patch technology. Even Einstein discovered that everything we are made of contains light, and our bodies emit infrared light. And Lifeway's phototherapy patches utilize light to stimulate the body's natural healing systems, providing specific health benefits. Much like we all know, the body uses sunlight to develop vitamin D3. The patches reflect light and information back to the body, which the body uses that information to assist itself. So basically, it's a patch. It's non-transdermal. It's non-invasive. And we just patch up in the morning and take them off after 12 hours and drink a lot of water.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about hydration here on the Shrink and Wrap Show, and that's why I like that you're here, because this whole year I was thinking that it's so important to take care of yourself. So the more we know with knowledge, the better we can take care of ourselves, the more your book that's written is going to be better. So how was this developed, and who developed it?
Okay, well, David Schmidt is the owner, CEO, and main inventor of the technology, and he holds 80 patents plus for the patches, plus many other inventions and patents. And like at our convention recently, we refer to him as Tony Stark, you know, Iron Man.
I see that.
And that's one of his favorite cartoons or movies. So anyway, he's like a little kid, you know, and they're inventing all the time. So
I love it.
He began by creating patches to support the Navy SEALs to maintain their energy while performing operations at their peak performance that could have them, you know, working for close to 30 hours or more. And he wanted to do this. He wanted to provide something that would steer them away from the use of caffeine or stimulants. Mm-hmm. And so this has actually been in, the company's been open for 20 years, and mm-hmm. patch technology has evolved. And now, after an investment that actually shared more than $10 million and 10 years of investigation and trials, we have the X39 now. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is.
That's really neat. And now I know the secret to the Navy SEALs. Right?
I think one of them.
At least one of us.
You right. have to get through the training first.
That's right.
that's a special design human.
And yeah. I like this guy's story about the Iron Man, too, by the way, because I always think that things that happen in your life, how it's like your brain's a little computer, and your experiences. Look, he took Iron Man. Look where he's at with it now. So I think there was a reason for the Iron Man story. So,
yeah, anyway. I mean, he's totally in this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So Bart, what are the typical health benefits one can expect to enjoy using the X39?
Well, as you shared what you've heard, I'm going to repeat some of those mm-hmm. that I want to give. Yeah, it's reduced pain and discomfort, reduced inflammation, better sleep, improved energy and vitality, enhanced sports performance, absolutely. It assists recovery from exercise, helps improve skin appearance, supports natural wound healing process, mm-hmm. and the big one for me was restores mental clarity.
Oh, mental. Matt, did you hear that? Where is our patch? Mental clarity. Matt and I work together. We're one team. Thank God for Matt, but I need him for the other half of my brain. I might try it just for that.
So is it a new patch every day that you put on, or are you getting to that?
Yes.
Am I jumping ahead?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to, testimony, I'm glad you asked that. Yes. But so you can get more information.
Look, I want to jump right in.
No, I want
to. Yeah, you can get more information if you go to our website. It's goingforwardtoday.com. Yeah. And also, we ask you to call 810-599-3242. That's goingforwardtoday.com. And if you call us, we can assist. So,
right. Yeah. And I have another question, Bart. So what is your background, and what have you yourself experienced by using the X39?
Well, I started out in construction, and I switched careers from architectural design and construction after a car ran a red light in San Francisco and left me unable to work in the field anymore. Western medicine couldn't really help me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'd switched to internal martial arts from hard styles and Chinese medicine and other therapies. I've transformed that into a career in the health and fitness business, coaching, teaching, and serving clients. And it's actually taken me around the world, States, Scandinavia, Europe. I'm based mainly out of Sweden and Middle East and Dubai. But I had a wild start in life. I was raised by my father, who got us skiing early, so I was one of the early extreme sports skiers, jumping off cliffs and things like this before we had helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Played football, practiced many styles of martial arts and boxing, and in all these sports I sustained head traumas. As well, I've had a few bad car accidents, like I said, in San Francisco, but I've had a couple others. So just before I found the X39 and was doing some strong exercise healing up from an injury, I lost all control of my left leg. And I actually lost all power in my left leg. And with the work that I was able to accomplish for myself and with some assistance, I got back up. But the X39 came into my life, and now I've experienced almost full recovery in both legs and knees. I've completely blown my right knee out, but I was partially paralyzed to both knees. I didn't know it until this happened.
Mm.
And now I'm able to teach my son tennis. I practice Tai Chi daily, which creates great force in the lower structures.
Wow.
My vision's so much better. I mean, greatly improved. And I'm one of my most gratifying things is I play music and I work in Germany a lot and Sweden, and I'm studying those languages, and it was just a challenge, and now I'm just soaking it up and it's becoming fluent, both those languages, and my guitar is everything. My memory, clarity, and recall is way much better.
That's amazing.
And I truly feel as good as I did when I was 40. A gal yesterday, I was having this treatment done, checking out a new technology, and she thought I was 50s, maybe 58, and I just had my 68th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I mean, I look at all the hair on my body that had turned gray, and my last injury is back to normal, and I look at myself, I just really thank God. So it's like, I've got another run.
I have to say this, like, even your voice sounds young. Right? Would you all agree?
I think you should rename this the Fountain of Youth.
I think so, too. I love it. I love it. I'm impressed with, I'm glad that you have such, you're here and you're doing great. And there was a resolution for you. And here you are, a testimonial. What better testimonial can you get than that? And again, it's the website for all of you listeners out there. It's tell us the website again.
Yeah, it's goingforwardtoday.com.
Okay.
And and the phone number we ask you also to call, please, is 810-599-3242.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have Barbara and Sue here that are already with you, so they want to share.
That's right. And we're going to repeat the website and the phone number because I don't know about you, but I can't see. I got all kinds of stuff going on today, big time. So.
I'll do that. Do that. You want me to do that? I can do that now or...
Oh, right. Oh, no. Well, we're going to have the test of phone. Are you going to come in and give me a patch now?
One for all of us.
Keep her busy.
Actually, Lola might want one, too, back there.
Everybody in the building.
We're all ready for it. But so we do have a couple of friends, as Bart said. We have Sue and Barb. Thank you for coming today and sharing. You're going to share your testimonial. So, Sue, Are you going to start?
Yes, I am.
All right, tell us what
Thanks for having us here today.
Thank you for coming.
Actually, my initial experience started with my husband. He had some memory issues and required 24-hour care. Mm-hmm. A friend suggested that I try X39 with him. And I really wasn't expecting much, but I figured I had nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, March 2020, COVID hit. No one really knew at the time what was happening, but I knew I wanted to go to the bank. Mm-hmm. He had made such great improvement in his memory, I felt comfortable enough to leave him alone for the first time in 8 months.
Oh, wow.
I thought I'd only be gone 15 or 20 minutes. When I got to the bank, the inside was closed, the drive-through line was very long. I kind of panicked because I knew I was going to be gone longer than I thought. Mm-hmm. But I was there, so I was going to stay there. Mm-hmm. When I left, I thought I'd take a chance and call his cell phone. I knew it was right next to him, but he hadn't answered it in 8 months because of his brain injury. He couldn't remember what it was or how to use it. Mm-hmm. To my surprise, he answered the phone, and he was calming me down, letting me know he was okay and for me to be careful driving. When I got home, he looked at the clock and told me that I was only gone for 45 minutes. I couldn't believe that he remembered what time I left.
Wow.
All things he couldn't do 2 weeks prior to X39.
Wow.
Unfortunately, he had many health issues, and he passed away 8 months later, but the quality of life that X39 gave him those last 8 months were unmeasurable.
Wow.
For me personally, I had a buzzing sound in my ear every day for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I didn't think X39 was doing much for me, but after 3 months of wearing it, I got up one morning and the buzzing was gone. That was 3.5 years ago, and it's never come back.
Wow. I know a lot of people that have that.
That mm-hmm. yeah, buzzing sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, then yeah.
Just recently, another thing that just happened to me recently, I had an ultrasound done on the arteries of my legs mm-hmm. and my neck, the carotid arteries. My vascular doctor couldn't believe how clear my arteries were. Hmm. He said, for my age, my family heart history, in my past smoking of 40 years, past smoking history, that they shouldn't be so clear. A couple days later, I found the clinical studies that had been done with X39 on the vascular system. It actually showed in 6 weeks, using X39, the vascular system appeared to look 2 years younger.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
This is something I couldn't feel happening inside of me at the time. Mm-hmm. But it's the only thing that makes sense that it was happening. I'm convinced it is the result of wearing X39 again 3.5 years consistently. That's all that made sense to me, that it shouldn't have been that. The doctor couldn't believe it. I've shared X39 with many people. Everyone has their own testimony. It does work different on everyone mm-hmm. Because everyone has something different that needs to be healed. Your body knows best.
Right.
Some feel something right away, and others it may take longer to actually feel something. Just like we don't feel our hair or nails growing, mm-hmm. but we know they are.
Right.
And some may not know unless they do have a scan or ultrasound or other testing done. Mm-hmm. Most people do experience energy and strength and better quality of sleep right away. Mm-hmm. And my friend Barb is here today, yes. who I introduced the patch to, and yes. she's going to tell her and her husband's experience with X39.
Okay, and so let's see what you got. And when I feel bad, I'm going to have to, in 2 minutes, because the show ends.
No, mine is a lot shorter.
Okay,
than
I love it. Can I just say, I'm so glad to hear that. I want you to know that that's amazing. I'm sorry for your husband, but at least he did have the quality of life, and it's working for you. So, and you're going to help so many others. What a great testimony.
Yeah.
Can I hear yours?
Yeah. Well, so Sue introduced me to it, and what intrigued me about it was the fact that there were no drugs, no stimulants, no chemicals in the patches.
Yes.
You know, it mainly works with that light therapy, phototherapy. Mm-hmm. So, my husband had multiple back surgeries, and he was in great pain. He's always in great pain, and he's on high medications, like opioids, you know, oxycodone and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And yet he was still in pain. And so he's going online, he's trying out all these over-the-counter medications, and I was concerned, well, what about the interaction with these things and his medication prescription, you know? So that was a concern of mine. So I love the fact that this didn't have any, you know, medical chemicals, medication or anything. So he tried the patch, and to our surprise, within like 30 seconds, he had significant relief from his pain.
Wow.
And nothing ever worked on
Where's
him.
Where's so, the line at? Where's the line?
Yeah. So that was a testimony to me. So I started wearing the X39 patch. But I don't really have pain or any problems going on. I was just taking it for general well-being, you know, like you would take vitamins or something.
Right.
You know? And so about after 4 months, I had my annual physical. And during the physical, they do the bone density test. Mm-hmm. And the results came back that my bones had gotten stronger,
wow.
Which I didn't even think that was possible. Once you have that bone weakness, it doesn't go away. You have to try to just make it not get worse, you know?
That's what Bart had mentioned, that D3 in the mm-hmm. earlier, right? The D3 mm-hmm. is in the light. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So I was, you know, that to me was like proof on paper that, you know, this really has results.
Wow.
So,
I like to hear that. Oh, my gosh. What great testimonials. Like,
can you repeat the website?
So, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel bad. I'm cut short for time.
No, but I was good on that.
Yeah, go ahead and give us a I love your testimonial, too. I mean, these ladies mm-hmm. are very credible. You hear mm-hmm. Bart. These are people that tried it, and here it is. It's worked for them. They are real-life people that have tried it, and it's, mm-hmm. it's variations in different people, but... Mm-hmm. Wow, I don't know. I'm going to have to check it out.
And we love to help yeah. people get well.
Yes.
So again,
yeah.
goingforwardtoday.com or 810-599-3242. We are standing by to help you with your health issues.
Yes, and that's what we want to do. We want to live a happy, healthy life and just explore and get the best knowledge in testimonials like this. So one more time, the
Absolutely.
Website. And Bart, one more time, the website and the phone number as well, please.
Will do. Okay, it's goingforwardtoday.com.
Uh-huh.
And the phone number is 810-599-3242.
Wow.
And thank you so much.
Listen, Bart, thank you so much. And God bless you
yeah.
guys, all of you. And
yeah.
and we will be sharing. I didn't hear about it. And when I started saying I was going to have you on, then I started hearing people that have used it. And they say they love it. So I've got my timer in there coming up. But Bart, thank you. We will have you on again.
Thank you.
Maybe you could come on and sing on our song. I heard you said you were in music.
Okay.
And ladies, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you.
Great.
Okay, and Trish, we got a couple of minutes here. Lisa, is she on the phone? Okay, Lisa's not on the phone yet. So, la 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 la, and or Renee. That's all I sing. That sounded pretty good, didn't it? La la
yeah.
la, la 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 la.
There you go.
Yeah, filling in space, filling in fake it till you make it. So we've got, is it Zaya? Boutique?
Z.AA Boutique.
That's right. And they're in St. Pete. Not sure if she's going to be on. If not, we will call Renee. Is Renee on the line? We got 1 minute for Renee, and then I'm going to, unfortunately, I have a timer here, and I'm terrible with time management. I'm trying to work on
Lisa's on the phone.
Oh, Lisa's on the phone. Okay, Lisa, we've got a quick minute and a half, but I'm always going to have people come back, but I feel bad. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. Is this Tracy?
This is Tracy on a good day. Yes, it is.
Hi, Tracy. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Well, you know, Trish and I, we visited your boutique, and Trish has got some more information, but you are located in St. Pete. And if anyone wants to lift their spirits, feel good, go shopping at her boutique, and she owns it. And Trish, take over from here. Thank you for coming on.
Yes. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Trish. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. I want to get right to the body of this because we're running out of time, but I want you to tell people how you got started in the fashion industry with your boutique, and also I've heard you say it's not only about the clothes. Can you explain what that means?
Yes, absolutely. How did I start all this. Honestly, everything started just because I have a true passion for fashion. I mean, I don't have a fashion background. I just love fashion, and I grew up like really, you know, like seeing my mom loving that. And, you know, between me, my mom, and my two other sisters, I mean, we obviously had an opportunity to play dress up. So that really got me into it.
Play dress up.
So in terms of, you know, when I say that it's not just about clothes, yeah, I actually have a philosophy that I believe like anyone could probably sell clothes. But I think my end game is like I tell people I sell compliments. So my goal is that when people go to my space, they're not only feeling safe in that space, but they also feel good about themselves. And fashion should be fun, right? Like, shouldn't be intimidating, because ultimately it's like an expression of who you are. Mm-hmm. And who you are should be the, you know, the easiest thing to do for one, right?
Yes.
That's right. And you have a great way of doing that. I saw a quote from Sandra Bullock, and it made me think of you. And it is, the most beautiful women in the world are those who protect and support other women. And that's you.
I love that. And people can go in your boutique and take a picture, and you just lift them up. Like, and you took a beautiful picture with her stuff, and I've seen it. It's amazing.
That was from a special event she does. Ooh. Can you tell us what events you host throughout the year for your customers?
We got 30 seconds. 30 seconds, okay. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. We actually do a lot of events where we try to, you know, enhance their experience when they come to us. But we have this cool project we call our lookbook. And it's a time that, you know, we provide the girls, like, we start 15 girls. We give them a day to glam up, like, you know, hair, makeup, champagne, and we do a photo shoot. And the idea is, like, to really find, like, inspiring local women and really, you know, like, show how we're all different. We are different ethnicities, shapes, sizes, you know, height. But we are all beautiful, and we all can, you know, have fun with styling.
Yes, and I saw what you did. I've seen your boutique, and it is absolutely wonderful. If you're in St. Pete, please tell us your address and your phone number. And I also want to say you had some patriotic dresses in there that were amazing as well. Red, white, and blue dresses that were really cool. So
everything in there is unique. You're not going to see it in the stores, you know, around. Very unique pieces. Yeah.
And maybe we can have her come in as well and show some pieces on another part 2 day for sure.
Yes.
Lisa, give us your address and your website in like, because I'm Matt's in there giving me a time clock.
Yeah. So we are in downtown St. Pete, 578 First Avenue North, so right across the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And we are actually open 7 days a week, but we also open by appointment. So if there's anyone that wants like a personal styling session, we're available for that as well. And our website is zastyle.com, which is zaastyle.com.
Thank you so much, and you will be coming back on. Will you come back on?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, just right. Let me know, and I'll be happy to have you guys here as well.
Well, we'll be there, then you come back on, too. So we'll share.
Maybe we can broadcast from there one day.
That's right.
That would
live
be fun.
Next year,
yes.
2024. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Okay, so before I end the show today, I want to, you can slightly do that, really light, but I have to say this. Albert Einstein, we're talking about communication, and peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. So that is a quote from Albert Einstein. Look him up. Again, happy birthday to my son. Happy birthday to Shannon. Happy birthday to Matt's girlfriend. And for the love of friends and family, everybody, Joy James Label, enjoy your week. We'll see you back here in 2 weeks. And here's a song from
Leanne Womack.
Leanne Womack. This is dedicated to my son. I've played it before. Have a great week.
Eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.